Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Veracio Hardcoreism. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. Right here on RBN, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Ladies and gents. Yeah, brought to you website, TLBTalk.com. Freedom of Speech Social Network. Yes. I am the pastor of disaster. And you guys should be tithing to the church of TLBTalk.com. No, seriously. All right. Bring us in. All right. No, I've been watching some of this mega church stuff, and it is ridiculous. First off, let me say I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated as hell. I'm frustrated like an incel. Frustrated. Come on, guys. We can do better. We can absolutely do better. We've got, what's his name, Joel Osteen. We've got, we got a couple of these old guys flying around in private jets. Okay. Claiming to be preaching the word of God, right? These mega churches. It's absolutely ridiculous how much money that these churches make. I'm sorry, it's just, you're talking 7 to 8 figures. No, that's not how much the churches are making. That's how much these pastors are pocketing. Seven to eight figures. Why? There's no humility. I know the Bible doesn't, for you Christians out there, and this is, I've got to beat up on Christians because Christians always act other than what they say they are. It seems to me. You know, if you know, listen, 8 figures, you can't send $5 to starving Africa, but you'll give $5. You can't send $5 to a little child with a distended belly, hunger, lies on their face. You can't send $5 to him, but you will send $5 to a man ornated in gold and jewels and fine linen. You'll send him $5? I'm talking about the Pope. That's the reason why I can't get down with it. Sorry. I can't. If you, as a Christian, can call here and convince me how righteous and all that hoopla, you tie to a church, to an empire made of gold, while God's children, the firstborn, are being genocided off the face of the earth. That's a discussion we can have tonight. The boards are open. If you would like to call in, well, you should already know the number. I don't know. I'm feeling a little spicy tonight. It's just ridiculous to me. There are those organizations that are actually doing stuff, wanting to do stuff. And then there are those organizations built just to create another hierarchy to suck money from you because you don't know any better. I mean, I would love to have someone call into this show that's given money to Joel Osteen. I would love to, you know, my sister listens to that crap. That profiteering preaching, you know. If you just do this, you'll be rich yourself. My sister listens to that crap. I don't think she's ever sent the guy any money. But that feel-good Christianity stuff, that motivational, there's so many people that are actually doing good on this planet that want to do good. I mean, I'm constantly building. I mean, constantly. I have a platform right here where you guys can call in and talk, at least in a world, in a censored world. I have a platform right here where you can talk. Yeah, we need money to run the station. But none of the money that you donate, none of that money goes into my pocket. Okay? I have TLBTalk.com, alright? My partners and I have... We would like for you to use the platform. Use it. For your freedom of speech. For your benefit. That platform runs off of your donations. And guess what? It also runs off of my donation. If I were to make anything off of it, it would go right back into the project. Now, I don't know. Would you rather have Joel Osteen with $100 million or me? Because I'm not going to keep it. It'd go right back to you guys in some form or another. I'm not buying a private jet. Hell, I don't even like flying. Give me enough money, I'll take a cruise to wherever I need to go. Anyhow, and before we get to the phone lines here... Mike, massage Mike, grab that microphone, buddy.
Hello?
you know, you throw me into the pool with a bunch of sharks without my floaties. Massage Mike, he's my floaties. I'm my arms. Okay? I feel like I'm going to drown if he's not here. No, but seriously, did you catch the troll that we talked about on Monday? Did you... He had something to say about the Friday night intel report. Did you catch any of that?
No, Julie was telling me that you had her, I guess, reading his email or something.
It's still in the chat. Scroll up. Right. While I'm talking to Ali, I please read that.
All right.
So yeah, we got Ali in Toronto. Line one. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing? I'm all right. How you doing?
Yeah, good, good. Sorry, I tried to connect with you on that Naroki thing, but then I think he said he's not coming or something.
Oh, see, not this Wednesday. Probably next Sunday and next Wednesday. It's a 2 week on and a 2 week off.
Oh, okay. I'll try my best, bro, because I told you I was kind of messaging you, and I told you that I'm going to be finally getting out of the prison. But prison means the place where they tried to lock us in the country to supposedly cure us of some virus.
Okay, you know, you had me there for a second. I was like, what, am I reaching jailhouse in Canada? Okay.
Now we can board a plane, thank God. I'm just wondering, too, a couple of things I want to quickly mention, because I just, it's hard for me to research because I work so much, and about number one is about how Russia and China just had a meeting, and I think what's going to be happening, this is just my opinion, and I know you're very knowledgeable, that's why I called in to get your view on this as well, but so basically, Russia and China are making a pact because China just made a peace agreement between Saudi Arabia and Iran, which America couldn't even do for how many years, through all the way back to Bill Clinton and the Camp David, where Camp David Accords, where Yasser Arafat and I can't remember who the Israeli leader was at that time, but. And they tried to meet, and it never worked out. And then they keep seizing more and more land.
Well,
so I
mean,
don't know.
The U.S. couldn't do it because they want to come through and control everything.
Yeah.
China and Russia, they came through with partnership. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, that's okay. I was just saying that in terms of the situation now going on between, let's jump it forward to Ukraine, and now with Russia taking back Donbass or whatever the regions were, and now the UK just announced that they're sending weaponry inflicted with depleted uranium, which you could have seen what happened in Iraq when they did that, now the deformed children, which nobody talks about. And secondly, was it the fact that Russia told them very clearly that you're going to see what's going to happen. And I feel that this alliance that now China and Russia are becoming very strong in terms of the global trade and the world economy because of all the amount of gold that Russia and China have now acquired, because they want their, China wants their, they're going to use their own local currencies and dump the dollar. And as you can see, the situation that, from what I heard, is that now they've announced that America is sending more weapons, UK is sending more weapons. But as far as I understand, Ukraine is losing this. Zelensky is going to be, like, he's destroyed at this moment because of the fact that if all the BRICS nations are just going to get together and all dump the dollar, they're not worried about the sanctions anymore because it's pretty evident that Poland's still doing trade with Russia. Now, I want to get your opinion on this subject as well. There's a lot of other stuff because you're one of the... I don't want to keep repeating the same thing, but you're, like, one of the best people we have on this network. And I appreciate you, like, so much. And you're, like, dope as hell.
Thank you. Well, I can tell you that Poland looks out for itself. Okay, even in my personal experience, I can say there have been times I should have sued the Polish government for breaking UN laws. Wasn't that high up on my list of things to do, which is why it never happened. But they... oh boy, you know, I'm going to have to continue this on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
What corporate media dominates the American opinion.
Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Ballin' is big cause the hustle is hard. The grind is rather huge, so the jealousy's quite large. With credit cards and cash stacks, my mind focused on greenbacks. I go and get it, I don't relax. The player hating is to the max. Cush sacks and powder packs, no time to eat, it's just snacks. That's whiskey shots and cognac, getting huffed up like college frats. No exaggeration, just facts. A fascination with paper stacks and masturbating on boppers' backs. They assassinate my player stats, but game sharp like thumbtacks. I go dumb on horse, they chew me up like Orbit's gum. Swallow, act, and eat, go kick rocks and eat crumbs. I run from cops, but bar none. I'm in the streets just like a bum. If you don't like it, come get you some.
Yeah, they can definitely come get some. All right, so I've got to answer Ali's question here. So again, Poland kind of does what it wants to do. They love taking UN money while not following any of the UN laws. That may not be specific to Poland. I'm pretty sure maybe the other countries do that, but they'll definitely, they don't care about certain things happening. Poland's great for taking money. They'll take your money. Take your money, they'll take your money. Whether or not they'll honor any agreements, this is literally, you know, okay, I'm not going to go to the Zionist route. So whenever you have the U.S. bringing in depleted uranium shells, they're being sore losers. I can tell you that. Straight off. You've got a situation where you have a country that's divided. This isn't Ukraine versus Russia. This is a split Ukraine and a civil war. One side being funded by Russia and engaged in with by Russia, and the other side is being supported by the West. So, and that's what Western media will not say. Okay, they don't want to acknowledge the separatists, the Ukrainian separatists. They just don't. They want to make sound, oh, support Ukraine, you know, so they can do these stupid virtue signaling and all that stuff. Support Ukraine. No, so they're bringing in the depleted, they know they're going to lose. So they're bringing in the depleted uranium. It's another way to be able to control history. They're going to kill off those people who were in support of Russia. That means killing off Ukrainian citizens, the separatists. So it's like they never existed, because it's going to ruin the environment. Anybody who's ever been exposed to depleted uranium, you're going to be sterile at best. So history will not be able to be told from those people. Even if Russia does win, they're not going to be able to use a lot of the part of Ukraine they take, or if they only take part of it. They're going to be digging up depleted uranium shells, fragments out of everything. It's not going to be usable. So this is, whenever you see the U.S. bring in depleted uranium, they just want genocide at this point. It's a slow kill. It's a great tool. Great tool. They able to control history. They can write the history books afterwards. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to tell you then, what about, for example, Zelensky's a Jew? And you remember when I brought that up with that Leonard character, and he was like, he's not a Jew. Well, he doesn't obviously know anything, but I'm talking about, what about the Zionists in Israel?
Mm-hmm.
What about them? Because they are obviously thinking that Ukraine is going to be their next homeland, because if things don't go well over there, because I just hear about protests every day from the citizens of Israel, because they're planning to change the Supreme Court rules that they're untouchables. Then I heard that the army are even not willing to do any more flight runs for them. But then I'm hearing other stuff where they're still doing attacks in Syria. So, and also Russia has a base in Syria. And so my thing I'm wondering too is that if, and plus, one time they even took out a Russian airplane.
Oh, did we lose one?
Pardon?
Oh, I lost you there for a second.
No, I said that. I just don't understand why Russia is not telling them, you better step down, because we're going to, and why they're not taking back control of Syria, the areas where the oil is being stolen from them by the U.S. And I hear about, like, drone attacks going into their areas, but they're secretly stealing the oil, then going through Iraq. Like, why are you still there? I thought that was 9/11.
No. I had some clips talking about that stuff I was going to play later in the show. So stick around. I will cover these topics. We got to go back to another commercial break, and we'll come back with a long segment. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Points that, you know, I'll go ahead and address what Ollie brought up that I was going to bring up later in the show. And you know what? Yes, Zelensky is okay. I'm going to say what nobody else wants to acknowledge. Yes, Zelensky and most Ukrainians are the Caucasian/Khazarian Jew. Okay, that's Khazaria. They want their real homeland back. Of course they want their real homeland back. It's just the major world psyop that they went down to Israel for pretending to be the Hebrew of the Bible so they can hijack prophecy from the real Israelites of Africa. That's a fact. I'm sorry, what?
No, you see when you said that, how there no one is willing to accept that. And it's so sad because they don't know the real truth. And they're saying it's not biblical. And it actually, the real Hebrews are dark-skinned people. It can be lighter or darker. It doesn't matter.
Well, there are many tribes of Judah, but none of them came from Europe. None of them.
None of them.
So, you know, whether you want to say they're black, Arab, there are many tribes of Judah, but none of them were Caucasian or Khazarian. Sorry. But that's who's in Israel right now, gatekeeping Judaism, gatekeeping the land.
But you see the riots going on there at the moment. Because now they're changing the laws because the magician got back into power. BB, got back into power again, and now he's changing the laws permanently. That's why, from what I've heard, is that now the whole country is like saying, no, that's not cool. And the other thing, too, is how they're getting away with continuous bombings of innocent people or areas in Syria when, first of all, America's already stealing the oil. What more do they want?
I'll say this. Listen, the Bible says that there will be no peace on this planet until its original people are in control of Israel. So, seeing as how we have the imposters in Israel and war decimating the area, I mean, if you're a true Christian out there or a true Jewish person, you know this is the devil keeping humanity from its, I don't know, its peaceful state. We can't have peace till everybody understands that what they've been told and what they've been taught is wrong. Until they relent and let our brothers and sisters, the firstborn, black people of Africa, let them have their homeland and be in peace, well, you know, the rest of the world will be in peace. But until the ugliness from, you know, Western society and all these supremacists and all these selfish people, you know, thinking that their religion is their religion, you know, until humanity comes to an understanding to love one another and all the other stuff doesn't matter, we're going to have war. Our brothers will not have our utopia that we're supposed to have. They're going to try to kill us off. And then once they do, that's going to spell the end of mankind.
You do know that
in the midst of their genocide, them trying to have covert social programs, covert chemical and the food programs, covert social, just whatever, genociding black people off the planet, you know that they are collecting DNA and they're trying to get the best attributes out of us and adding it to their own their own DNA before they kill us off. Did you know that's why they have this 23andMe and all this human binome genome project, right? That movie, Get Out?
Yeah, that's a good movie. Thanks for telling me about it.
That's what it's about. Oh, you know, ooh, organ harvesting from black people. You know, no, they want to take the best part of our genetics as their own before they kill us off.
But even if they steal the genetics from us, when the sun gets closer to the earth, they will be burnt because they won't have the activated melanin in their skin like how we have. Because they're genetic recessive. It's a condition that they don't have that God gave us. We are children of the sun. So the question to you is that, do you not feel that Ukraine is going down? They're going down rapidly now, and that's why they're getting afraid. Like how you said, it's eugenics where they're going to put the depleted uranium because they know they've lost now. They want to destroy the whole land, and like how they did to Iraq. And the other question to you is that, what will they do? Because now the peace initiative has been done by China with Saudi Arabia and Iran, who supposedly were big enemies. So something must have happened that they've now created a peace treaty, because I believe that it's going to be about the BRICS and the removal of the U.S. dollar, hegemony, or whatever the word is, or that was the black gold. Was the U.S. dollar for all transactions done in oil. So now that's why they're trying to push everyone to do these,
America is in a rush to get these proxy wars finished so that doesn't happen. Because we know Russia, the reason why China wants to really partner up with Russia is because the Chinese, their economy is collapsing. So, Russia is going on strong because they're now backing their currency with gold. So, their trade agreements are going to strengthen both Russia and China. The technology is going to go to Russia. Okay, it's not going to be going to the U.S. and the rest of the world. It's going to be going to Russia. Their technology, the computer chip making, is caught up. I would say, you know, it's not as high tech as the stuff that we have in our missiles, but they're pretty close, very comparable.
As far as I know, so, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be done in UN.
I mean, we used to export our computer, our chip making to places like Taiwan and Japan, places outside of China. And now those places are wanting to do business outside of the U.S., outside of the Western world. So, I don't think there should be a monopoly on the planet. Right now, the U.S., the global empire, the global police... I wouldn't have minded, but federal government's way too corrupt. I don't want it. I don't want it. If there are other powers out there, they need to be independent of that corruption. I don't care if they have their own corruption, but let them fight it out and leave everybody else alone. But hey, Ali, I've got other callers I've got to get to here. So, I will talk to you soon, brother, all right? Thank you for calling in.
Okay, all right, peace.
All right. Marcus, you impatient person, call back in. Let's go with Andy, Texas, line 5.
Hey, V, thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure always.
Let's start with this. What's the deal with Ovaltine? It comes in a round jar. Why don't we call it Roundtine? Well, that's an old Seinfeld joke, so everybody out there is going, that guy's corny.
Why do they call it the litmus test? Doesn't test litmuses?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So here, let me start my little rap. I always tend to screw the show up because I got a weird sense of what's going on. But let's go here. Wag the Dog. If you've seen the movie, you understand that they put on productions to make it seem like we're having a war when we're not really having a war. You know, and then they tell you these statistics, we're sending these tanks over there when we're really not sending them there. Or we sent them this much money, and we probably did send them some money, but it's not that much money. These guys are trying to show us that they're all in on this war in Ukraine and, you know, against Russia and stuff. And then meanwhile, Russia is the second largest superpower, so we're told, next to us, and they're getting their asses kicked. They started conscripting people to get in the military and stuff. Does this not seem like, if anything at all, a depopulation program? Which, you look back in history.
Uh-oh. We lose him. Andy. Did you lose Andy?
I don't know what happened there. Sounds like we're losing him.
Okay, well, I will say this. Okay, so all wars are depopulation wars. Okay, you gotta kill the enemy. That's what it is. All right. And if you look into it, if you look at it in the occult way, it's. It's a devil ritual. It's a ritual for power. You sacrifice. You sacrifice the chicken on the altar for more power. You know they show that in these movies, in these cult scenes, or even in Disney movies. You know, in the innocent way that they do it, but they're still showing you the ritual. Okay, you go and kill a bunch of people, you get power out of it. Why? Because of what the death represents. You go send people off to war, die, you win the war, you have power. Or people are giving you money, they're giving you whatever. As long as you're able to send somebody off to die, it's the most powerful thing in the world that you can do. To gain power. So, I mean, did we get Andy back? Andy.
No,
okay.
Andy. I do have another one for you, though, if you want to start with him.
All right. Yeah, so let's go with Frank in New York, line three.
Hello.
Yes, hello, Frank. How you doing, bro?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear him buzz me on. Go ahead and continue. I'm just fascinated by the conversation so far. I wait my turn.
No, you're on the air. You want to talk?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's some scary territory when you talk about murder and killing and power that's generated from it. In the yeah. long run, it kills and dissipates the energy and of the person engaging in it. But to engage in that type of activity is long term not good at all. But we've made death a ritual.
Yes.
When I say we, I don't mean you and I. We've made whoever's on top makes death a ritual because they need it to stay in power. That's I guess that's what I mean.
That's the truth. Yep.
And unfortunately, they use children. I can't believe what some of the things that they do. I remember going to a lecture, and there were Ethiopian youngsters that were there. Youngsters, when I say youngsters, they were above 18. They weren't infants. They were above 18 years, but they described how the Europeans would come over and kidnap them and set them loose in the forest and then hunt them down as prey.
Yep. Yep. That's a constant throughout European history, even over to the Americas.
Yeah.
Slaves were treated the same. Hey there, boy, come here. Guess what? It's your lucky day. You're free today. Go run. Really? Oh, okay. And they run off, looking behind their back. They run off. Next thing you know, they got rabid dogs on them. Those dogs would tear them apart. Limp from
yeah.
limb.
Yeah. And that's why whenever I hear, a lot of times you have to bite your tongue because people say things that are really so off the wall, and it shows that they're either very naive or they're very diabolical. And one of the things talking with those brothers and sisters who escaped the hunting parties from Europe was that they tried their best not to think about their own death. But they had no choice because death is so final, and we've been taught it's final. So they would do whatever they could to survive the forest, the hunting parties, and it's awful. It's awful. I mean, a variation of later on that came was when the British would line all the scholars, whatever they conquered an territory or a country or nation, they would line all the scholars up against the wall and kill them all first.
Mm-hmm.
So the scholars were either whether they were Muslim or otherwise, they knew that they would have to eliminate the intelligentsia first in order to conquer the nation. And that
is evidence. I think I spoke about this the other night. You know, there on this racist-ass network of Gab, I still fish around there once in a while just to read the racism. Oh, there's no proof that any black person has ever contributed anything to society. Well, when you killed off, when you keep killing off our best, that's the whole point. And that's what supports the white supremacy. That's what, it's not supremacy if you're destroying other people. If you become better than other people and rise above people without killing or victimizing somebody, sure. But if you, to prove your supremacy, you feel like you need to kill somebody else, you're just fooling yourself. You're erasing the history and fooling everybody around you.
Yeah, and I remember there's a, he's passed on now, his name was Preston Nichols. Uh-huh. He was one of the chief engineers of the Montauk Project. Montauk, okay. Of course, is the secret experimental agency at the very, very tip of Montauk, New York, Long Island, New York, where they dabbled in time travel and the whole thing. You know, the Philadelphia Project was based on their work there. And he came to lecture with us one night, the whole day. And we found out that there are so many things that go on that the average person has absolutely no idea. And this was, 35 years before the advent of advanced space travel. So we're in a twilight zone of our own making because of our own neglect. Now, what are we going to do about this? When you look at a, I'm not sure if I mentioned it to you, a few years ago, there was a picture that I mentioned. I just said, these people never existed. I think we talked about that. The average person sees a computer-generated person, perfect pixel, picture perfect. And they say, well, that looks like my neighbor. But that computer-generated picture doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And how are you gonna get Aunt Genevieve and Uncle Henry to believe that picture is not genuine?
What am I gonna do? It is the prerogative of the government, New World Order. They want to be able to, again, control history. They'll lie to the current population, but we have always been able to see through corruption through our own experience. Now, you have people who are in power now, and we are a generation that's distracted by our phones, by our computers. There's no word to information sharing because of the censorship on the social networks. But still, people have their phones buried into their devices. They can't see what's going on in the world. And next generation over, okay, because no real information has been shared. Next generation over, because they're controlling the science, right? They're controlling the science. Vaccines hasn't killed anybody. They're controlling the information. Next generation over.
Yeah.
It's going to be a completely controlled, fabricated matrix that we're all living in. You're absolutely right. That's why everybody. That's the real reason why people need to be afraid of AI, especially when they're able to generate any kind of imagery that you want. So, killing off our elderly, who know better, who know history, it's all part of the plan. These federal agents will be coming after you, people.
Yes.
Or we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.